Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today is setting your intentions for a sales call.
Very important to do, because if you don't consciously set your intention will still be there, but it might be unconscious.
Joy, you have an experience that happened a number of years ago that is very related to this topic.
Yes, absolutely. There was an account I had pursued and pursued and pursued, and it just wasn't going anywhere. There was really no other avenue to take. And my sales manager was super insistent that we pay an in-person visit to this customer. And I didn't want to go because I saw no opportunity there. And we did make the call, and I was cranky about it. My intention was not conscious, but it was unconscious, and it was, let's get this over with as soon as we can. And needless to say, we still didn't get any business from the client, and if I had gone in with a more open intention, we still might not have gotten any business, but maybe we would have.
So it sounds like the sales manager had to drag you along to this call.
Kicking and screaming.
Right. So, Joy, what are some tools that a sales professional can use to help set their intention for a call?
Great question. One of the things I like to do is to choose a word or a phrase to name the intention. So in this case, maybe I could have named the intention of being open to possibility. Somebody making a huge presentation to a lot of high-level executives might want to name the intention present in the here and now if they're feeling nervous.
It's been my experience that having that word or phrase can be very helpful in your process of preparing for the call or while you're traveling to the call and when you actually get to the call. There may be times when you get nervous and that will help you actually prepare and be ready to make the call.
Sure. Or there are times when you might lose focus, or times like me in this sales call where I just wanted to hightail it out of there. So no matter what your mindset is, naming exactly what it is that you'd like it to be for the sales call can really go a long way.
Success is a good word.
Yes, absolutely. And with that, if you like our podcast,
tell your friends,
and please subscribe and stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This meditation is designed to have you rest your attention on a word or a phrase that describes your intent. Your word or phrase could be relax, center, peace, or any word that resonates with you. You'll repeat the word silently to yourself. Anytime your attention wanders, just come back to resting it on your word. Now you'll have a chance to choose the word as I guide you through the meditation. So let's get started. Please take a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column, and without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice where you connect with the seat beneath you. And as much as you can, try to allow your body to relax and be supported. Now bring your attention to your breath moving in and out of your body, just noticing it without trying to change anything. Noticing your chest rising and falling. And now it's time to choose a word. You can also choose a phrase if you'd like. Just anything that you can rest your attention on that describes your intent. See if something just comes to mind. And if not, take a moment to think about the word that you want to choose. So simply repeat your word or phrase silently to yourself in any way that seems right for you. This is the resting place for your attention. Anytime your mind wanders, simply bring it back to your word or phrase again and again and again. And you can use this word or phrase anytime throughout the day and simply repeat it silently to yourself as a reminder of your intent.